Thank you, Chair. Australia welcomes the participation of Indigenous Peoples representatives in today's meeting. We also welcome the successful participation of Indigenous Peoples representatives in their own right during the 57th session of the Human Rights Council. Australia was proud to co-facilitate the first intersessional meeting in July and thank Canada and Mr. Benota Moyo-Demae for co-facilitating today's meeting. We consider the discussion paper and annex accurately reflects the discussion in the first meeting, is appropriately grounded in UNDRIP, and lays a constructive platform for our future work. In line with Article 5 of UNDRIP, accreditation principles and criteria must not be applied strictly, but instead follow a flexible approach to account for the diversity among Indigenous peoples. Consistent with this approach, Australia agrees with the calls in the first intersessional meeting to avoid using the term criteria and instead refer to accreditation principles. We note the OHCHR's accreditation stocktaking report highlights how accreditation processes at the UNDP, UNESCO and UN Women all emphasise the principle of diversity, including gender and geographical balance, age and persons with disabilities. Australia commends this inclusive approach and recommends that it is followed in the HRC context. Australia agrees that while state recognition of Indigenous peoples may be a relevant factor in some contexts, it must not be a determinative criteria for accreditation. Australia remains committed to supporting global collective efforts to enhance the rights and interests of Indigenous peoples, and we look forward to hearing the views of states and Indigenous peoples' representatives today. Thank you.